The Colorado Avalanche have been in Colorado for 20 years now. We've had some amazing players take the ice, and we've had some guys here just long enough to get a cup of coffee with the team. They come and they go, and we're going to remember each and every one of them. Every Avs player ever. The stars, the flukes, the traded, the retired. Every Avs player ever, one by one, until we're done.
Jeff Daw.
Born in 1972, Jeff Daw was a right-handed shooting center. He was 6 foot tall, 190 pounds, and known as a skill player throughout the minors. Daw played professionally from 1988 until the 2006-2007 season, mostly with minor league teams, with the exception of one game he spent as a center for the Colorado Avalanche. He was the leading scorer of the Hershey Bears, our then affiliate team, and likely got the call-up for his strong, consistent play and for putting the puck in the net. But if we're being honest, I think this might have had something more to do with hockey karma. I'd like to think that coaches in the minors, and even in the NHL, like to give guys like Daw a chance to touch NHL ice just once in their career, even if it's only for one night. Daw's path to the Colorado Avalanche wasn't a common one, but it wasn't uncommon either. Daw was originally picked up as a free agent by the Chicago Blackhawks and then picked up in the expansion draft by the Minnesota Wild before being picked up one last time by the Colorado Avalanche in 2001. After almost two decades of semi-pro hockey, Daw came full circle as the coach for the same school that he had started with back in his collegiate career, UMass Lowell, where he achieved the Rookie of the Year award as a freshman before disappearing from hockey online databases everywhere. In the summer of 2006, James Gallant, the owner of the Danbury Trashers, was arrested on charges of salary fraud, and Jeff Daw was subpoenaed to appear in court. He gave a few comments to reporters, but he did give this quote. "It's tough," he said. "It's not as tough as guys who are single, but for guys who are married, you have a little bit more responsibility." I can only guess that this had something to do with the eventual end and him hanging up the skates, but when it's all said and done, he did have a long hockey career and he did get to touch NHL ice just once thanks to the Colorado Avalanche organization. If you like this podcast, be sure to subscribe by clicking on the iTunes link at coloradohockey.com. The show is brought to you by AvsFam, absfam.com. Hockey shirts inspired by the Colorado Avalanche, but unlike anything you're going to find anywhere else. absfam.com. Stay awesome.